the students shouldn't see any major differences. We're in a really strong position to offer students advice and guidance based on their exam results. It's something that we do anyway. All year round, we offer advice and guidance to both students and adults. Once that exam results helpline finishes with UCAS at the end of August, that's it. They can't then get back in touch with those guys to talk it through maybe a couple of months down the line. The National Career Service is going to be there for them 7 days a week, 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Just because, you know, the exam results helpline finishes at the end of August doesn't mean the National Career Service goes away.
Everything about education, and I think careers advice is no different, is sort of tainted to a degree by the fact that we've all got anecdotes from our own past. How have things actually changed? What is tomorrow actually going to look like from somebody calling the helpline's point of view? Is that even out of date? Is it not calling anymore?
I think looking back to when me and you were probably picking up our GCSE results, the services that are in place today, like ours, the exam results helpline, the National Career Service, didn't exist. And I think if they had, students may have been feeling a bit more well-informed than maybe what they did when they came out of school just by getting a 10-minute, half-an-hour interview with a careers advisor in a cupboard somewhere in the back, because that's where they put them. Things have changed dramatically. I think that careers guidance is so much more advanced. We're in a world where not just the job market, but the education system is evolving all of the time. GCSE reforms, A-level reforms, T-levels, apprenticeships really taking off. You'd be surprised how many of them actually do pick up the phone and call to us. A lot of the time it is their parents on their behalf, which we are more than happy to chat with them. We do have a chat online, so they can just connect up live one-on-one with an advisor, get the same advice as what they would on the phone. Text us, email, but we've also got a more digital element to our service. So we've noticed that particularly young people source and gather their information in a very different way, which is why we are actively on Twitter, Facebook, the student room, YouTube, reaching out to those who maybe haven't heard of the National Career Service, don't know who we are, but they can find us using that social media platform.
It's quite daunting. Do you think somebody could have, or maybe they did, speak to you at the age of 15 or 16 and say, you know what you'd be great at? Career advice.
No, although I think for me personally, it was always about going into a career where I was helping people, which is what my education route and work experience and now employment history is in. Did I think I'd end up in careers guidance? No, but I often think people who are a little unsure of what it is they want to do with their lives often go down that route of becoming a careers advisor and supporting others with what they want to do. And I think that's why it suits me so well. I think I was such an undecided young person trying to figure out what it was I wanted to do.
What will your staff actually be listening out for when, you know, people do get in contact with the helpline?
I think first and foremost, a lot of the students that are going to ring us or reach out, or the parents, they're probably not going to have done as well as they would have hoped. My first choice is now gone. What's open to me? And then it's going to be a case of, right, well, what was plan A? What is your end goal? What is your career goal? Can we still get you there, but through an alternative route? Is it possible that you can maybe do a BTEC instead of your A-levels? Can you train into this career through an apprenticeship? So they're going to be really trying to understand that person's individual circumstances, what their goals are in terms of future goals, not just short-term, but long-term plans as well. And it is going to be about looking into alternative paths. You know, they may come on and we may open up opportunities to them that they didn't even know existed. Sometimes those conversations can be difficult to have. It's not what they want. But to know that they're leaving a conversation reassured that there are options out there, and there are. We set up follow-up support as well, so we'll get back in touch with them in a couple of weeks, see how they are, if they were able to act upon any of the support that we offered, and hopefully, fingers crossed, when we talk to them, they'll be like, yeah, I got into a course, or I got an apprenticeship, it's going really well, and it was down to your wonderful expert advice. You know, that's what we hope for. And it's free advice, so you've got absolutely nothing to lose.